Hey, welcome to Te Dodigo Bookmakers at tedodigobookmakers.podbean.com. Thanks for dropping by. In the past couple of weeks, months, I have been busy at work. I have been thinking about books. I have been looking at books, and I have been depressed about books. How can you be depressed about books? Well, when you're starting out and you're working to improve your craft, and then you see something like by Don Etherington, or Susan Mills, or any other person that makes really great books, you can only go, wow, what am I doing? How can I get to that level of excellence? And then you get depressed, and then you don't do anything, and then you sit at your computer and watch YouTube videos. So I have printed out quite a few text blocks of various books and novels. And I'm starting a couple of others that I like, that I want to finish, but I haven't even started to print them up yet because I haven't finished typing them up. And now I have some time, I might get to it. But first I have to get over this sort of artistic depression of, I can't do that. What I have to get into the mind is, that's cool, let's see if I can do it. And let's try it again and again and again and again. And I just listened to a podcast called The Bibliophile, which is hosted by Nigel Beale. And the July 15th episode was with Michael and Winifred Bixler on letterpress printing and monotype. And one of the things I found interesting about it was that their studio, according to Michael, has been under construction and renovation for 30 years. Wow. And I've only been doing this bookbinding stuff for maybe half a decade or more. So that podcast got me interested in making something new and working on it over time. I can't do it today. I have to do it over time. I think that's really cool. And I think everybody should check out the Bibliophile podcast. It's between 20 and 40 minutes, and it talks about books, but it also talks about letterpress printing, monotype, linotype, and books in general. But it also talks for two authors who talk about their books. So it's a combination of technical stuff, making books, and technical stuff, writing books. In any case, I'm going to start working more on books. I have a plan for mobile books that can be moved from place to place or made in different places, which I'm working out the details on. Maybe a little teaching here and there. Anyway, here comes the drama. By the way, the background music you're listening to is called Solar Wind, and it is by a group called I Am Waiting For You Last Summer, which I found on last.fm. Here comes the drama. Please enjoy.
As people have less money, they tend to spend less money. I've noticed my orders have gone from editions about 50 or 60 down to 30 or 20, and that's because people have less money. They have more concerns about spending money than someplace else. I guess they don't want to spend money on handmade books. I guess they just don't have enough money. They're not cheap or anything. They just don't have enough money. Hey, duty girl bookmakers, how can you be helped?
Hi, I was wondering if you could help me. I have to make a bunch of books for my company, and we're going to have an annual meeting, and all the annual report has to be bound separately and nicely and printed up and stuff like that, and I was wondering if you could do that for me. You are a bookbinder, right?
You're right. We are bookbinders, and we can do your annual reports. How many annual reports do you have?
Well, this year we have 150. Wait, let me check for a minute here. Yes. We have 162. Can you do 162 in the next 2 months?
2 months, 162, that'd be nip and tuck, but I can do it for a price, yes.
Well, I do have a budget for this stuff, and I was wondering if you could do it for less than or about the same as my budget.
That depends. How much is your budget?
Well, I was thinking about $50.
$50 per book is quite doable, and we can get it done in 2 months, no problem.
No. Not $50 per book, $50 for all 162.
$50 for 162 books. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
That works out to 30 cents a book.
Wow, that's a real bargain.
it's a real bargain for you, it's not a real bargain for me. It's impossible. Thread alone will more than 30 cents per book.
Oh, you don't have to use Thread. We have all of it set up, everything. I can just send you a file, and you can just print everything out.
Paper will be more than 30 cents. Printing will be more than 30 cents. Labor will be more than 30 cents per book.
Oh, well, I guess we're going to have to go with the Chinese company then. They said they could do it for $50.
Are they going to use quality paper, quality thread, quality printing, and put it in a hardback?
No, they were just going to Xerox it. Hello.
There's cheap. That's what birds say. Cheap, 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 cheap. And that's what I'm thinking these people are. Cheap, 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 cheap. Well, they have the money. I saw their annual report. They're making billions. They're just cheap.